a nugget. We've got to get the word nugget in there.
Nugget, Chips Away.
Shiny.
Chip and nugget.
Chips and nuggets. McDonald's. Shall I go now?
Yeah.
All right.
You can't get chips and nuggets at 8:37.
I'm not surprised that you know that, Alex.
Speaking from bitter experience. So, good morning. Welcome once again to the Pocket Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Perrin, and with me today is Fraser McInnes.
Good morning.
And Chris James. Okay, yes, I realise now. There is no Chris James.
There is no Chris James, yeah. I was waiting on your impersonation of him there.
No, I was going to, but I thought I wouldn't this time. As great as that impersonation is, I'm sure you all agree. No, Chris James, he may be along in a while. We just don't know. We've basically done the old switcheroo on him, haven't we?
We have, yeah, we have.
Because we're recording this on Thursday,
yeah,
instead of Friday. Never mind. We'll hopefully we'll see him later.
Hopefully, I'm sure he'll pop up.
I'm sure he will. How are you?
I'm very well, actually. Yeah, I'm very well, despite the fact that I'm up at a dreadfully early hour to record the podcast. I'm feeling good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. As I was explaining to you before, but I will now explain to our listeners. My girlfriend has been doing night shifts for most of the week, and what this means is that she leaves at about 8 o'clock in the evening, and then I take advantage of the situation by playing computer games until 4 a.m, partly out of the feeling of freedom and wanting to take advantage of it, and partly out of being afraid to go to bed and not have anything to distract me from ghosts. So for that reason, I'm quite tired.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but this film, Paranormal Activity, which I haven't seen, but I'm terrified of, even though I haven't seen it. It's like this horrifying little presence in the corner.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm the same. It's sort of, I feel like I almost actually need to kill the curiosity and perhaps some of the fear by actually watching it. But that the gamble is that could actually just make it worse. I'm in exactly the same boat as you. I am so rubbish with horror movies. I stopped watching them, I think, when I was about 21, maybe, just because I just wasn't able to cope with it anymore. The emotional stress and turmoil is just too much.
Yeah, same here. I don't watch them, and if there's like a ghost hunter program on television, don't watch that.
Yeah.
I read the Wikipedia entry about about this Paranormal Activity. I read the Wikipedia entry just to see what it was about, because I knew I was never going to watch it, so it wouldn't spoil the surprises for me, and that scared me.
Yeah,
just doing that is enough to have. To scare me. It's pretty pathetic. Although Rennie, our sometimes guest on the podcast, went to see it, and on his Facebook profile he just put Paranormal Activity equals shit.
That's why he's not a part of the editorial team.
Yeah, because he uses mathematical notation.
Yeah.
In his reviews. Chris is here.
We've got Chris. Right.
Let's see what he's saying. I'll translate him. Who trips?
No
Chris this week. Basically what he's saying is he dislikes the listeners so much that he just can't face it anymore.
Yeah, a pox on all your houses is what he's saying.
This is good, isn't it? This is like speaking to a ghost.
This is like speaking to a ghost, yeah. Sorry, listeners. For the benefit of you all, I am currently typing text with Chris via Skype. Not really the sort of titillating, scintillating radio-style content that we usually deliver, but you're just going to have to live with it, because it's all going to be cut out anyway.
This won't be cut out, because I'm going to translate in Chris's voice.
Oh, brilliant.
Just to make it a bit better, and you can do it in your voice.
Okay.
So this is the spoken version of what's just been typed. Hey, chaps.
Hold on, and I'll add you. Oh, sorry, I felt really conspicuous there. I feel like I'm on stage.
That was a very bad performance of yourself, I thought, to be honest. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave you to it this week. Just too much stuff to do today.
Ah, okay. No probs.
Obviously, it'll be shit without me, but best of luck. Wink.
Obviously. And then an obsequious little smiley face afterwards as well.
And then finally, sometimes I find myself feeling sexually attracted to my cat. Roger. So anyway, so that's Chris. He's off, obviously, to attend to his cat. Perhaps what we should do is start talking about iPhone games.
I agree. News!
So the first news item up is that Firemint has won 3 awards at the GDAA, which stands for, Fraser, do you know?
Great Dams something? I don't know.
No, I'll stop you there.
Was that close?
The Game Developers Association of Australia. Firemint, of course, that they are Australian. And they've won 3 awards from them for Flight Control. They got Best Game, Best Gameplay, and Best Mobile Game.
All right.
So that's good. Congratulations to Firemint for that.
Well done,
Firemint.
It
came out about a year ago, wasn't it? It was last January, February, March. Early last year, anyway. Q1, as they like to say in the business world.
Q1, yeah. Yes. No, it's well deserved, I think. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go on to win more awards, if in fact they haven't won some other awards already. Because they basically did kickstart a genre, didn't they? The line drawing genre is pretty much down to Firemint, as far as I'm concerned. So, so well done to them.
I'm going to actually. I think we can liven this up a little bit with a bit of applause.
Fireman.
That's about it.
That was a
anyway. Tom Craco, GDAA president, said, "Congratulations to Firemint on their success at the 2009 GDAA Industry Awards. Flight Control has been a phenomenal success and has been responsible for the creation of an entire new genre on iPhone. We are very proud that this title was developed in Australia." That's what he said. And
I'm amazed, Rob. There's no end to your talents, really. I thought that you were kind of a one-trick pony with the American thing, but that was a more than serviceable Australian accent. I must commend you on.
No, that was just him. I just patched that into the thing that all
right,
recorded
so,
that. All
right, all right. I retract that. You're shit.
Good. Yes. Sorry. Okay, so that's news. Anyway, congratulations, Firemint. Let's move on to news item number 2. Developer X threatens Robert. Now, can you pronounce this word? It's spelled Lefebvre. How do you pronounce that?
Lefebvre.
Lefebvre. I'm just going to say Lefeb.
Okay.
Lefeb. Okay, so anyway, a developer called Developer X has threatened Robert Lefebvre of the Portable Gamer. So let's see what this story is. Basically, what happened was a developer got in touch with the editor of the Portable Gamer asking for an article to be written about a game. And he offered $300. But the Portable Gamer, like all good websites, said, "No, we don't accept money for writing news stories. That's not how it works. But you can submit the game for a review if you like, and you can speak to our ad team." And the guy said, "No. Okay, then. Well, what about $500?" And at this, Robert Lefebvre kind of laughed and said, he actually said, "Ha ha ha ha! No, don't contact us again."
Right. Okay.
Okay. Which is not, not all that diplomatic, maybe.
No.
But the response came back from the developer: "What's wrong with you, you stupid fuck?" Okay. And then, so Lefebvre wrote back to say to the developer, "Please don't contact me again." He said, "I've actually contacted a few other site editors that I know about this incident." Developer X came back to him: "Well, I have listings of hundreds of site editors as well. What about I fake some emails and mass contact this list, saying you guys do post your money? Could be fun. Want to play games like this and ruin your reputation? So, will you talk about AppX?" Which, of course, is the unnamed app. So, blackmail at this stage. He's trying to blackmail the editor of the Portable Gamer to cover his game in a new story for $300, or actually $500 at the revised rate. Robert Lefebvre said, "No, this is, just stop contacting me." And then finally, Developer X said, "Are you serious talking to me like that, Rob? I'm going to massacre you, asshole." So that was the final bit in the correspondence. He's going to so basically threatens him then with violence.
Do you think maybe this is actually like a lecturer conducting a PR 101 class, and they're doing like an object lesson in how not to conduct PR for your product? Because this guy couldn't have done anything more wrong, or it was brutally efficient. His complete lack of professionalism here.
It was incredible. Because yeah. Look, the thing is, not only has he made it so the portable gamer won't work with him, but basically, because we all know who this man is, we're not going to tell the listeners, because portable gamer decided to withhold it, and the incident revolves around them. And they chose not to say who it is, then I'm not going to say who it is. But if it had been me, I would have said who it was. If it had been me having this, I would have published the whole thing with names.
Yeah.
But out of respect for portable gamer, we won't do it. But yeah, it's the worst possible thing. And because he obviously sent this to other sites, so other sites got the same email, everyone knows who it is. So no one's going to work with him.
Yeah,
We almost can't work with him. Because if anybody does work with him, then everyone else will go, you worked with him. So yeah. He's completely fucked himself.
Yeah, no, he's really, really, really done a number on himself there. That's the thing. I mean, I think what this guy seems to forget is that the audience is, of course, very, very important, but we don't have to, as we're observing now, conduct any conversations where we name anyone, and yet we can still kind of, you know, blackball them, sort of thing. So, yeah, you know, and that's what's happening to him now. So, so well done, Developer X. You've got yourself in a fine pickle.
So I thought that was quite an amusing story. It's not often that you get people saying, "What's wrong with you, you stupid fuck?" And "I'm going to massacre you, asshole."
Yeah, our jobs would be a lot more exciting if there was more drama like that, though.
I think you get that more if you're in advertising. I think we're quite cosseted.
Yeah, you're probably right.
In our editorial garden, and we don't have to spend much time speaking to people like that. I think that's it. I expect the advertising people have to get in more arguments with people.
Yeah, no doubt. I wouldn't be surprised. And who better to conduct these sorts of battles than our very own Alex Rennie?
He's a haggler.
Yeah, I'll bet. He probably distracts them with lewd anecdotes, and then, you know, comes back with another price, and they just agree to get him off the phone.
Definitely. I don't think any anecdote joke is cruder than the one that you passed on in the...
Really, we can't. I will be sacked. I will not only be sacked, I'll probably be extradited as well.
Yeah, but it is funny. If anyone wants to go and look it up, I think this is like the perfect joke, but it's also really inappropriate. But if you want to go and look it up, it's by Jerry Sadowitz. I guess if you just look up Jerry Sadowitz quotes, you'll identify... which one it is.
Yeah.
It's a beauty.
It is. I think probably one of the things that we respect about it as journalists, despite the fact that it's remarkably offensive and obviously kind of, you know, the sort of thing that we would never espouse attitude-wise, it is incredibly succinct. It's got a knack for brevity that few can really pull off. It manages to offend more people in less words than I've ever come across before.
It is explosively, explosively offensive.
It really is. Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, please do go and look that one up, Jerry Sadowitz. Anyway, so that's what happened there. The Portable Gamer got in a bit of an argument with someone called Developer X. News item number 3, Apple pulls 1,000 apps from, or plus apps from, a developer, Malinker. For shill reviewing on the App Store.
Sorry, is it from a thousand apps from a single developer who had issued all of those apps? Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah?
You are right.
Jesus.
You are right in...
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just amazed that there's even a developer that's released 1,000 apps.
Yeah, it did seem like a high number, but yeah, all 1,000 apps from Malinker for shill reviewing. So this means... going on to the App Store and rating his, you know, getting people he knows to rate his game or games or apps and saying these are really good, and those ratings obviously being false and copied and pasted and just So an Apple, so it's taken all of their 1,000 apps down and also banned them from the App Store, so they can no longer profit from Apple.
Well, I don't want to besmirch this developer's good name any further than Apple already has done, or it, in fact, has done for itself. But I would say that if this developer has released 1,000 apps, that's literally 1% of all of the apps on the App Store, which is a tremendous amount. They're probably not very good. You can't release that quantity of apps and the amount of time that the App Store has been around and have any sort of quality control, surely.
Yeah, I imagine they're pretty disappointing. I imagine that's why they needed the App Store reviewing. But what this brought up for me was that I thought everybody did this all the time. I didn't realise it was against the rules. It's not that I would do it, and it's not that I could do it because I don't have any games on the App Store. But I was pretty sure that, like, if you look through the ratings on any game on the App Store, I always just assumed that 3 or 4 of them would be kind of friends of the developers.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel this way?
Yeah, I mean, it does go on. That's the thing. It does go on. And to a certain extent, it's kind of... It's a bit of a grey area because, of course, I mean, you know, if you release something on the App Store, you're going to have friends and family who, you know, with the best of intentions, are going to go to the App Store and give your app or your game probably quite a favourable review, whether or not you ask them to. That's one thing. Systematically getting people to do this and to really, you know, go to town with all sorts of copied and pasted, you know, pre-written reviews is something else. So, yeah, I think it's kind of... Apple has exercised its discretionary power with the... you know, quite prudently there. I think it's done all right.
It's a very stern warning.
Yeah, sure.
No one else will do it. And people who have been doing it, I think, will worry.
Yeah.
That's happened. So if you are a developer and you're listening to this and you have been engaging in the activity of shill reviewing, don't do it anymore or do it very carefully. But basically just don't do it. Because it's not fair on the people who buy the games anyway, is it?
No.
Exactly. So what else has happened this week? The Mirror's Edge trailer came out.
Mirror's
Edge. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It's funny because last week you said that if it was a sort of really glossy, glitzy kind of version of Cannibal, then you'd be interested. And lo and behold, that seems to be almost exactly what it is. And it does look very, very good. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm quite excited about it. I actually never got Cannibal.
No?
When
really?
I say that, I got it emotionally. You know, like when we were playing on the web, it's not like I didn't get it, as in I didn't understand it. I did understand it, and I did understand why people liked it, but I didn't buy it. Because it cost £3 or something, and that's way too much. That's about 5 times too much to pay for an iPhone.
Do you know what? Ordinarily, I would agree with you. Yeah, I know. I can see your reasoning there, but I think that this might be something to do. But I think I really do try, and often fail, I must confess. But I do try to not pay too much attention to the App Store's pricing in terms of you know, what things are actually worth, because I do think that as a platform, a lot of the games are grossly undervalued and represent incredible value for money. And, you know, because of that, it means that titles that maybe are worth £2 or £3, you start to see them as being expensive when in fact they are actually, you know, it is probably justifiable to charge that for them. But, you know, comparatively, they feel expensive. But so, I mean, of course it is then again down to how much you like a game. And the great thing about Cannibal is that we all got to try it before it was released on the App Store. But for me, it was £3 well spent. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, sure, it was good. So anyway, that happened. There were several new announcements and arrivals this week. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney was announced. Dragon's Lair came out. Song Summoner came out. Beta Racer came out. Driver came out, and Low Grav Racer 2 was announced. Low Grav Racer was one of these... Like, it's one of those games that I think of as the first generation of iPhone games, Low Grav Racer. Back last year, before December, whenever we compiled a top 10 best iPhone games list, Low Grab Racer was always in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. It was. It did well.
And it's lost in time a little bit now with all the other games that have come along and replaced it. But Low Grab Racer 2 is out, so that could be something to be excited about. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So that's all the news. Because our sometimes guest, Alex Rennie, is not awake, it seems, let's go now into the rumour mine, and then perhaps we'll catch up with him later.
Okay. Rumour. Rumour.
Okay. Yes, so here we are in the rumour mine once again. This week, I put together another little quiz.
Rumour quiz. Okay, awesome.
Okay, because you know, when it's a quiz, you know that means that there was one rumour. Because if there are three rumours, we don't need a quiz because we've got enough to talk about.
That's true, yeah.
But we also know that the rumour wasn't, it's not a massively publicised rumour.
All right, okay. Interesting.
So very particular conditions required to have this quiz. But I think when it does come around, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So, rumour mine. Option number one. Microsoft bans all mention of Apple at press events.
Right.
Rumour number two. Sony bans all mention of Apple at press events. Rumour number three. Nintendo bans all mention of Apple at press events.
Right. Interesting. I think that, everyone hates Apple. I mean, apart from consumers in the industry, all of Apple's competitors hate Apple. And I think that a lot of Apple's competitors are sort of taking this my enemy's enemy is my friend attitude a little bit towards Apple. So they don't hate each other. So Sony doesn't hate Microsoft quite as much as maybe it once did, because they both hate Apple equally as much. You see what I'm saying? So, but I think given the history and given the bullishness of Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, it's probably Microsoft that's banned mention of Apple products. But then, before you give me the right answer, the thing about that is that Ballmer is often, and Microsoft in general, are often kind of keen to talk about Apple so that they can discuss how they're better than Apple. And they have been not shy in baiting them with their ad campaigns and that kind of thing as well. So, I don't know. I'm going to stick with Microsoft, but I have a feeling I might be wrong.
Okay. I was delighted there because I thought you were going to talk your way back out of the right answer, but no, you are correct. It is Microsoft. Microsoft, okay. At a press event, has banned all mention of Apple. This was, and I don't know if this is significant, but it was at a German press event. And they got there, all the journalists got there, and Apple said Microsoft said there's talking about Apple is verboten, basically.
Brilliant. That was some good off the cuff German there. No, but that's I have to say, like, how do you enforce that? Are there little kind of Microsoft drones wandering around the place listening out for anybody who mentions the word Apple? What if there is a happy-go-lucky German journalist who happens to have an Apple in his knapsack to munch on at lunchtime because he doesn't trust the free canapes?
I see, like an Apple. Well, that would be unfortunate. That could be an unfortunate misunderstanding. The offence, anyway, because this story was originally published in German on a German website.
Okay.
But the Google's translator has said, the offence, the journalist had dared to talk during dinner to mention that he had never seen a possessed so easy to use phone like its iPhone. Und das auf der Vorstellung des Windows Betriebssystems Mobile...
Betriebssystems.
6.5. So Microsoft is, in Germany at least, is very paranoid about Apple and doesn't want journalists at press events to talk about it.
Right, I see.
What do you think of that?
I think it's a bit daft, to be honest. I mean, if you're going to be in this industry, you're going to have to engage in discussions about what the competition is, the nature of the competition, in order to, you know, not just to talk about what your product does that, that the competition doesn't, but also, you know, there's absolutely no point in not taking cues from other competitors. You know, it would be an absolute, an extremely obtuse person who would deny that Apple has been a catalyst for an enormous change in the smartphone industry, and for Microsoft to kind of try and, you know, swipe that out of the dialogue is, I think, both childish and a bit daft. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think it's Microsoft. You know, overall.
Recently, no, perhaps not.
They showed Silverlight showing on an iPhone, didn't they? I seem to remember that from my Google Reader.
Yeah.
Journeys. So, yeah, I don't think this is like a universal policy or anything. That's my door, so I'm going to have to go and answer it.
Okay.
Why don't you patch Alex into the call?
I'll do that right now.
Okay, so where are we? Are we out of the room of mine? Are we in? Are we out? Without Chris here to paint a picture for us, it's impossible to know.
It's true. We didn't have a single mine-based metaphor this morning, did we? Shall we throw a token one in just quickly?
All right, so chips away, and then...
A nugget. We've got to get the word nugget in there.
Nugget, chips away...
Shiny.
Chip and nugget.
Chips and nuggets. McDonald's, shall I go now?
Yeah.
All right.
You can't get chips and nuggets at 8:37.
I'm not surprised that you know that, Alex.
Speaking from bitter experience.
Well, yeah.
Look, come on, we've done our bit. Let's go.
We've done our bit.
Rimmer. Rimmer.
And we're back.
Okay. So, so we're out of the room of mine. We're on to our new section, which is where Alex comes and speaks to us.
I think you'll find the new section is called Alex.
And it's got a theme song. I think you'll remember.
Have we not got that recorded yet?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Oh. It's hello from Alex, hello from me, it's hello, hello.
And Oscar.
And Oscar.
That's great. Oscar chipped in to give you a bit of a hand there. That's great.
Yeah, I don't think he really knew what he was doing, but yeah.
Yeah, well, he's a good boy. So this week you're gonna pitch a game idea to us, aren't you?
Yeah, I came up with a game idea over the weekend during some heavy drinking.
Okay, ideal circumstances.
Yeah, always the best way to come up with an idea for a game. It revolves around dancing, and it's for the iPhone.
Okay.
And it makes use of the iPhone's excellent features.
Right.
So, here's the pitch. You're in a nightclub, and... You're pretty drunk, or you could just be anywhere really, but nightclub's probably the best. And you're on the dance floor and you want to impress some girls, or boys, it's not just for one sex, although girls would probably frown at this whole app because it's stupid in some ways. So what you do is you go into the dance floor and you get out your iPhone and you start the app, which is called Dance Dance Nutcase. along the same lines as Dance Dance Revolution, but with
added insanity.
Yeah. And then, so you start the app, and then you start dancing, and you leave the iPhone in your hand, and you dance, and then at the end of the song, you look at your iPhone, you stop the app, and you've got a score, which is based on the accelerometer in the iPhone, like scoring your dancing.
Okay. Why were the girls in this pitch?
Because...
Why were you drunk?
Well, no. Yeah. Well, that... No.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you what I think about your game.
Well, wait, I've not told you the best feature yet.
All right, go on then.
So then, it comes up with a score. And you go over to the girls and you go, hey, ladies, look at my score for that bad boy. And then they're in breath, obviously, because, you know, you've got like a million or something.
Okay.
Can I tell you what I would do if I was playing this game?
Yes.
I would go and I would put down my bottle of WKD. I would straighten the collar of my shiny Ben Sherman shirt. And then I would run off to the bathrooms and I would shake the iPhone vigorously as if I was, you know, sort of mixing a cocktail. And then,
would this be the central act, central purpose, or would it be parallel to another activity that you're performing?
I cannot believe the way I just set myself up there. I mean, I didn't even notice I was doing it either. That's really tragic. Maybe it speaks about some sort of subconscious desire that I have. But no, the point is, I would, whilst these female onlookers were not onlooking, whilst I was out with their eye shot, I would shake the iPhone vigorously to get an enormous score, and then I would go and show it to them and say, hey, check me out.
That wouldn't work.
How not?
Because it's not just a shake sensor, it's a kind of like smoothness sensor.
Right.
So movements have got to be smooth. You can't just like shake, because then it'd be just dance, absolute lunatic, which is possibly an added pack that you could add onto it.
What if I were to surreptitiously slip my iPhone into the back pocket of someone who was, you know, maybe somebody whose nickname was something like Snake Hips McGraw, and then was to then again pickpocket my iPhone back and then show it to people? Is that a potential flaw? Rob, am I clutching at straws?
I don't know. I think it is, but I think we should do this in the Dragon's Den style.
I thought you would say that.
To that end, I'm going to try and impersonate Duncan Bannatyne.
Okay.
Because you're Scottish.
Because I'm Scottish. Perhaps you should do Duncan Bannatyne.
But you should do the girl. Do the girl.
No. I will do the girl. You know,
in the
colloquial sense of
as
the
it were.
But I won't do an impersonation of a girl. No, I'm going to do Duncan Bannatyne. I'm going to give it a go. Okay. So you got this app, but I'm having a Kaylee. So it ranks smoothness. I'm having a Kaylee for my wedding. So, and that's not smooth. Is that smooth? I don't think so. So what happens? Are you being racist about the Scotch?
Well, Duncan, just to answer that point, yes, but not because of this app. That's just a general racism against the Scots because I lived there for 5 years. But it works perfectly for Kaylee. There's also a mode that you can select a drop-down menu. Are you having a stupid Scottish dance? Yes. Tick that box. iPhone recognises that, and it switches off and doesn't ever switch back on again.
Oh, right. Well, that sounded a bit racist. This is quite amusing. Susie and I are doing our wedding invitations, and we are having a Kaylee at the wedding, because it's a good kind of dance to have at a wedding, because everyone knows how to fuck up equally. It's not like a disco where people like me have to just not dance. Anyway, so we're doing that, and we're doing it in this kind of like old 19th century fair poster style for the invitation.
Cool.
And I was going to have in big writing that there will also be Scotch peasant dancing. but I was told I couldn't have that. So it's
because... Why not? That's an accurate representation.
I know. Well, Susie's mum said it might come across wrong.
Is Susie Scottish as well?
No.
No.
No, she's English. But her parents live in the Scottish borders. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about Rennie's stupid iPhone game.
No, it's good. Of course. Here's one of the good bits as well. It's only 59p.
Ah, now I'm interested.
Ah, see?
You got me. Okay, well, I'll go in, but I won 50% of the equity.
I didn't even tell you how much I won, yeah?
10 pence.
Right, yeah.
No, I made the money. I tell you the money.
Go on then.
Well, I've not really thought this bit through. I want 500 quid.
Okay, I will... For how much equity?
You can have it, 100%.
All right. So you're just selling it then?
Yeah, does that happen on Dragon's Den?
No.
Well, you can have 50% then.
My worry is that during this pitch, you've been coming up with ideas, and some of these ideas are our ideas. I think you hadn't built in this Kaylee functionality until I suggested it. So that means that's my idea.
What's the
For that reason, I'm out.
Well,
can I just
you.
Tell you where I am, Alex?
I just wanted to say that
because that's what they always say in the Dragon's Den. They always come in with this self-important. Can I just tell you where I am? Right.
What, are you the woman?
Yeah, I'm the woman. I'm the one with that sort of Botoxed kind of, face like a melted welly bit.
She never invests. She's miserable.
No, she doesn't. She just hates everyone. Bitch. Just sits there and pouts.
Not like Duncan.
Not like Duncan. He can't help but pout, though. His face is just contorted into a permanent pout.
Thank you very much.
I think it's a good time for Rob to drop in his joke about Gordon Brown's face.
No, that's Frankie Boyle's joke, and we can't say that on the podcast.
I think we already have.
We probably have, yeah. Right, I think this farce has carried on long enough. Rob, come on, rein us in here.
Okay. You haven't said what you're going to say to the pitch yet. You haven't said whether you're going to invest.
Me, or not. Yeah. Alex, I will pay you not to take this idea any further.
How much?
59p.
I could buy another app with that and get another idea.
that's a good outcome. From where I'm sitting, I would say that's your best option.
So are you out?
I'm out.
I'm out too. Now go and speak to Evan. Go and speak to Evan off the radio.
Evan, is he dead yet? It looks like he's dying. Every series, he looks even more like he's going to die.
So that we've offended. We're going to get sued from Deborah and Evan. Okay, well, thanks for that anyway. Thanks for the pitch.
No, you're welcome.
Looking forward to your pitch next week.
Yeah. I've already got an idea.
Something I will say, Alex, if you're wanting to sell the rights to your jingle, that's a business opportunity I would be interested in.
That would be... To sell the rights to that would be craziness. That means you could, charge me if I sung it on my own, which I obviously don't do.
So I can say,
Alex sings again.
Yeah.
And hopefully his dog barks.
Wait a minute. Let me just drag Oscar over. You can edit this bit out until I get him there.
Okay.
Oh, God, little fucker. Oscar? Come on. It's goodbye from Alex, goodbye from me. It's goodbye from Alex. Goodbye. And Oscar. Bark, Oscar, bark.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Goodbye.
That was brilliant, Alex, thanks.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, get to work, and we're going to carry on with the podcast.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
No,
why isn't he going? I have to do this.
I think you have to do this. Yeah, you have to boot him out.
Okay, goodbye, Oscar.
Oscar, bark. Wait, he might bark. Come on, bark. Woof. Oscar. Bark, little fucker. Come on. Oh, he's so close. Come on.
He's not going to do it.
Is that you or the dog?
That was him.
It's me. Oh. He's barking. No, he's fucking stopped.
It's not the dog who's barking. Ba-dum-tsh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
what a pathetic way to end.
Why is he not hosting this podcast?
I don't know. Because he would be distracted by his own dog.
That's true. And himself.
Yes. So that's the end of the Rumour Mine. We've done that. We've done the news and we've spoken to Alex. And from now on, actually, I should explain, the podcast is going to be split into two. There's going to be two podcasts every week. The first one is this one. And the second one, we're going to talk about games we've been playing. So to that end, I suppose... We're gonna have the competition though, aren't we? In this one.
Yeah, we're gonna have the competition. Yeah. So this is gonna be the Friday podcast, and the other half of the podcast, which is gonna be slightly longer, so you're gonna get kind of 2 half-hour podcasts or thereabouts, is gonna be on Monday. And so now before we finish this first of our new two-part structure, for this week, we're gonna play a song for you to guess. First of all, last week's competition. I did receive a correct answer, but sadly, it was from a contestant who has recently won, too recently, in fact, for him to be eligible to win again. You know who you are. Thank you for writing in, but we still need another
another answer. So this week's music's going to be the same. Just for one more week. Ra ra ah ah, rum ah rum ma
ga ga, ooh la la, wild yell by rum man. Yep, that's all fine. So go to bookagamer.co.uk and read our writings, and go to the App Store or iTunes and give us a rating. And apart from that, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.